Hello everyone, and welcome to the fourth round contest recording of Doom. This time I am live from my family reunion in Michigan, so don't be surprised if I get interrupted. And I'm testing out my brand new studio mic. This thing is like at least 3 feet away from my mouth right now, and it still picks it up. It's outrageous. But to the word file I go. First off, I'm going to start with Lunar. Giant double meh. I give you props for bringing something original to the table, but that's about where the pleasantries end. The grammatical issues in this piece are massive. The number of fragments and comma splices is borderline Twilight-esque, which is about the worst possible thing I think I can say to a person without being straight out rude. There are typos in this too, which is not really acceptable given its short length. Some sections, quite honestly, read like a lab manual, which is also just not a good habit to develop. In addition, some of your sentences just have poor word choice. You have this one set that reads, "Sweat drips from your forehead. Is it sweat or is it blood? You just told me it was sweat in the first line, so why do you insert the question later?" You really can't have your cake and eat it too in this instance. You're walking back over yourself with your own words, which just blunts the piece even more. Long story short, plus, you brought a theme to the table with which no one else has done. But minus, your execution was practically non-existent. Typos, fragments, and backtracking galore all make for a piece that's in vast need of improvement. On to Mizu. Lol Panda. This was surprisingly entertaining. It could have certainly been a bit better. There were places in this where the beat seemed to falter a bit. But overall, you had a good sense of rhythm that made me happy. Really, my complaints amount to make sure you give it a final read-through aloud to bank the flow, and be sure to check your word choice. I think you had a few spots where some unnecessary syllable addition could have been avoided and the flow would have been a lot better. One who set malicious. Alright, I'm on page one now, and I can already say that I've seen some big issues. There are a few comma splices in here, run-ons, and spelling errors. The typical slew of grammar shit which makes me just want to stop. But, moving on. The problem for me is that this is just boring. I have zero desire to carry on at this point. I've seen repetitive language that sticks out like an eyesore, and poor word choice to boot. This is incredibly slow to me, and an uninspiring hook is almost certainly not a good sign. The fact that I would rather stop reading to type this note up speaks more volumes than anything else I could really say. You need to go back and set this up a lot better. The opener cannot read like a lab manual. This happened, comma, then this happened, then this happened, then this happened. It's just not interesting. I haven't said this in a while, but this is the perfect place to drop in the segue into a public service announcement. As far as I'm concerned, I treat this contest as though I'm an editor of a publishing house. If I see something that I don't get hooked into, I'll give it a shot, I'll try, I really will, but if it doesn't engage me, then I'm not going to sit here and take forever and a day to go through and nitpick everything else. I'm just going to straight up stop and tell you you need to work on your hook. So, reinvent it and make sure you draw me into your stories a bit more, and then, after you do that, make sure you edit your piece thoroughly. 2 pound. I think this is a poem that just about anyone in school or anyone with a job can relate to. There were a few line breaks that didn't sit well with me. I'm just not a fan of lingering on articles or prepositions, or starting a line with them, as to me it just takes away from the impact. I do, however, feel that you did a great job with this piece. It was original, entertaining, and damn well written. PK. Being from the Midwest, I can connect to this poem at a level few here possibly can. You absolutely banked, I mean mad skill banked, the imagery on this. And your similes were spot on. As pointed out to me by my significant other, partner in crime, my only real complaint lies in the fact that every single stanza ends in a like statement. You've hidden it, or at least the negative impact of it, with great responses that certainly help conceal the issue, but at the end of the day, that repetition shines through and provides that little blemish, which to me is worth picking at. Scrolling through the word file. Saffriest souls. There are few words to describe on this planet, what an utter total disaster this was. Truth be told, I didn't take the time of day to even look over the plot because of the typos and spelling errors. You misspelled me. You misspelled me. How is that possible? So, absolutely, I cannot stress this enough. If you send a piece in any professional setting in which there are spelling errors galore, it's not going to be looked at seriously. You absolutely have to make sure that you polish your piece to a level where it's acceptable to read. I mean, I didn't even get through a sentence. I didn't even get through a word without seeing something misspelled, and that's just bad. You absolutely need to make sure that you go into Word and hit that F7 and spell check. Utora. There seemed to be some issues with prose pieces from people in this round, and you did a much better job at keeping me involved, but after a while, my interest dissipated to that critical level, and I just moved on to the critique stage of the program. You have a lot of minor errors in this that add up to something bothersome. Clauses are improperly structured, shitty fragments just live for no discernible reason, and typos just add to the funhouse. Those are all fine and dandy, but my biggest problem is that I'm spending far too long trying to wrap my brain around some of your descriptions and wording. After a few iterations, the issue starts to encroach upon the entertainment worth of the work. I think you may have gone a little bit overboard in some cases and added more stuff than necessary to have the reader grasp the situation. And this is sad in a lot of ways. For one, you do have interesting things going on in this piece. You've established your own world, you've introduced a lot of grit, which I can't tell you how much I love, but the execution doesn't match the glorious nature of the content. There's nothing wrong with entering a long piece here, but if you do, you have to make sure that it's something that's going to keep me involved as the audience. In that instance, I want edge, and I think it got dulled by some repetitive and overextended writing. I think it just needs a retune to help perk the interest and maintain it, and then you will be off in glorious land. Seracious Wonk. Not a big fan of this one. There are grammatical issues, specifically comma-wise, and several fragments lingering around this that need not be there. However, once again, entertainment is my big issue with this. The hook's dull. I really had no reason to invest myself into it. And I think you have a good sense of writing, minus those few mistakes, but the first page is uninviting to the point where I just didn't care about the rest. Which is sad, because it's after that that you start to develop the power of your piece. So definitely, moving on from this round, you need to work on the hook and make sure that you're being inviting to your audience, being entertaining. You know, a lot of times we all get caught up in writing, I guess, you know, it kind of works like this a lot of the times. You want to write and you want to get to a place, so you kind of just throw down a dull intro to get you to that place where you want to be. And by doing so, you kind of just tell all your readers to go screw off. And we definitely need to make sure that that's avoided. Eris, power is what this piece had. Lots of it. Lots of emotional power. And I think this is something that we can all relate to. The entertainment power, too, of this work lessened the negative effects of the various grammatical things that I could possibly nitpick. The biggest complaint I have is that this is the most common outlet of such sorrow. If I was expecting to receive a piece like this, I kind of would have just predicted something in the format you gave me. You definitely countered some of that by throwing in, comments kind of specific to you. You know, your comments as a writer. And that definitely gave it more of a personal edge. But I just think it needed something more, some sort of insert to kind of boost the originality of this, so just try it and make it a little bit more unexpected than what it was. I kind of just went like, well, I kind of see how this is going to go, you know, in the first couple paragraphs. And that's not necessarily something you want to have happen. 30. I think you have a great sense of imagery, and I really see a lot of good stuff going on here. Biggest issue, and allow me to put this bluntly, your line breaks, I think they suck. Most of them just come off as blatantly meaningless, which is a bad thing. And parentheses in poetry? Why? It always makes me just cringe when I see them. I know some people like them. I really don't. To me, if you have to set something apart from the poetry, the rest of the work, There's so much more awesome stylistic things to do than just throw crap in parentheses. Now, to some extent, you have to understand my background as a scientist. For me, things that are set in parentheses usually just don't matter. So when I see them, the first, built-in instinct I have is, well, this is pointless. And then I read it, and usually I find that it is pointless. So, if you want to set something apart, I think there are much better ways to do it. You know, you can indent, you can do whatever, you can throw hyphens around, I don't care. I just always find parentheses to just not work for poetry to me. But whatever. At the end of the day, I feel like you just need to retune your breaks to make sure that they're strong and that they emphasize the nice imagery that you're giving. That is the best advice I can give. Dreamy. Very well-written piece here. Your breaks were exceptional. Many of them carrying that weight that I want and expect in writers. And very few diverging from that, threshold goal. I'll complain a bit about the second part. I think you could have taken your gaslight concept to a much deeper level than what you did. Your first part was frilly and light, and I think a second scene with some more embellished darkness, as opposed to just the sunset darkening, would have made for some phenomenal contrast. I think the second scene, if it had been a bit heavier, you would have blown this round away. But it's just not all there as it sits. However, definitely a great performance. Shmee. TLM. I can sum this up in three words. Are there any children out there? I have to ask, are they all asleep?
No.
Okay. Holy fucking balls. You know what? I really have nothing to say to this except welcome back. You finally gave me the entertainment gem I've been asking for forever and a day. And I love how I have the peanut gallery in the other room now, reacting to my random noises and musical scrolling through the word file. It's great. Anyway, moving on. Yumi, you made the rookie run into the playoffs with that poem in the last round, but this piece of prose has exposed a whole mess of weaknesses. There are many errors in this. Between the fragments, comma splices, and improperly defined clauses, I really have no idea where to begin. Which is a total lie, because I do. Did you know that you made fun of the narrator for wearing Goodwill clothes and junk? I don't think that's what you were going for, but the way you set it up, that's what you did. Missing apostrophes, improper quotation punctuation, missing spaces, you get the drift with the grammar thing, right? I think I've spelled it out. This needed a lot of editing, and just quite frankly, didn't get the attention it deserved. The storyline, quite frankly, also wasn't that interesting. At least not to me. Seriously, the vampire werewolf thing? Kinda getting old at this point. I will give you some credit, though. This was a very unique interpretation. I just needed a bit more. And definitely, definitely remember to edit. Solar. Solid performance from you. Obviously there are always those few grammatical mistakes here and there. My biggest issue here, though, is that you ran through, in my opinion, extraneous details. I don't give a damn about the layout of the grocery store. You didn't need to embellish it that much, in my opinion. The point, as far as I see, was to establish Amber's borderline anxious concern from this boy. After that was established, as she was running through the grocery store, each piece of the supermarket scene just seemed repetitive and pointless. I think you could have trimmed it down a bit, expanded upon the weight of the homeless boy with that gained space, and banked it. The big plus, though, and this is definitely the proud point for you to take away, is that it was 5 a.m. when I read this, and I totally just went all the way through and didn't even care without, falling asleep or tanking out. And that definitely deserves some epic, gold star or whatever the hell I'm going to make up. OC, I tried to give you time to see it, or send it to me or whatever. I don't see it now, but whatever. I don't think it's really going to make a big difference. TLM did a phenomenal job of this round. So TLM, I'm going to state it, has punched her ticket to the playoffs. You know what's coming. I can't scream it loud because there are little children sleeping in the other room, but you know what I'm thinking. You know deep down, get the hell off my audio file, you goddamn hippies.